close look at roadside dirt has found a mix of toxic ingredients. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Researchers have focused for years on the health impacts of automobile emissions. That usually means the gases and particles that come out of tailpipes. But a new study shows that cars and trucks emit potentially hazardous pollutants from other parts of the vehicles, including toxic metals from brakes and tires. James Schauer, an environmental engineer at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, led a study to identify these sources of roadway pollution.
There's been very little work looking at the toxic metals coming off the roadway. And so a big part of the study was to basically emphasize the point that we can't just think about tailpipe emissions, but we have to think about these other emissions as well.
Schauer and his colleagues collected air samples and dust from roads in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They detected more than 40 different metals, including toxic substances such as lead and other heavy metals. Cars and trucks not only create this toxic dust, but they kick it up into the air as they move. And once it's in the air, of course, people can breathe it in. Another part of the study tested how easily these metals could be absorbed into the body. The researchers created artificial lung fluid and used it to test the solubility of the metals. Schauer says most of the metals dissolved, meaning they would likely be absorbed into the body once inhaled.
We could imagine a future where we have all electric cars and there's no combustion happening and there's no soot coming out of the tailpipe, but we still have brake dust and tire dust and road dust being resuspended up. And so the idea is to try to understand better about what the emissions are and what people's exposure are, and then try to understand these different pollutants to give the health community some guidance in what they should be focusing on.
Schauer says these findings could help guide regulations and future health studies. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.